Watch, left-wing pro-lifers use televised football game to warn against Michigan abortion ballot initiative. By Catherine Hamilton on October 31, 2022. Left-wing pro-life activists unfurled a banner during a televised college football game on Saturday, warning against a Michigan ballot initiative they say could lead to abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. Members of Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising, PAAU, can be seen displaying a large banner that read "No Prop 3 and 2363.org as a kicker sent a football flying through the end zone goalposts during the University of Michigan v. Michigan State University game at Michigan Stadium. The group said it held up the banner in response to the extreme and dangerous nature of the constitutional amendment that Michigan will be voting on next Tuesday. "My home state, Michigan, is at risk of becoming an extremist late-term abortion destination. Ensuring the failure of Prop 3 is essential to limiting the exploitive power of the abortion industrial complex, and informing the voters of Michigan is the key," PAAU founder and executive director Teresa Bukovnik said in a statement on Monday. "The unborn children conceived in less than perfect circumstances are at risk of being killed in greater numbers than ever before, and it is the responsibility of every Michigander of goodwill to protect them by voting no on Prop 3," Bukovnik continued. PAAU is the same group that says Bukovnik and the group's director of activism Lauren Handy intercepted 115 infants from Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services outside of the Washington Surgery Clinic in Washington, D.C. on March 25, including 5 babies they say may have been partially aborted or killed after birth in violation of federal law. One of PAAU's founding board members, 26-year-old pro-life atheist Herb Garrity, was also just recently indicted by the Department of Justice under the FACE, Freedom to Access Clinic Entrances, Act, which the group says is part of the Biden administration's ongoing persecution of nonviolent anti-abortion activists and leaders. Garrity could face up to 11 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release and a fine of up to $260,000. Michigan's Proposal 3 would amend the state's constitution to add that every individual has a fundamental right to reproductive freedom, which entails the right to make and effectuate decisions about all matters relating to pregnancy, including but not limited to prenatal care, childbirth, postpartum care, contraception, sterilization, abortion care, miscarriage management, and infertility care. In other words, it would make abortion an individual right in the state. An individual's right to reproductive freedom shall not be denied, burdened, nor infringed upon unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means, the proposal states, adding, "Notwithstanding the above, the state may regulate the provision of abortion care after fetal viability, provided that in no circumstance shall the state prohibit an abortion that, in the professional judgment of an attending healthcare professional, is medically indicated to protect the life or physical or mental health of the pregnant individual." The approved summary of the ballot initiative notes that it would invalidate state laws conflicting with this amendment. Opponents of the initiative say it is written in a vague and confusing way and leaves room for dangerous interpretation. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU's amendment would radically distort Michigan's constitution to create a new unlimited right to abortion, which would spill over and affect many other issues, Citizens to Support Michigan Women and Children says on its website. "This poorly worded amendment would repeal dozens of state laws, including our state's ban on tax-funded abortions, the partial birth abortion ban, and fundamentally alter the parent-child relationship by preventing parents from having input on their children's health." Proponents of Say Prop 3 seeks to just overrule the 1931 ban, won't interfere with safety, and allows the legislature to regulate after fetal viability, about 6 months, according to a report from Live.com. Michigan State University College of Law professor May Kuykendall told Michigan Radio she believes malpractice would still apply. "You either are a competent, responsible physician who performs safe abortions or you're kind of a hack, and if you're a hack, you're not protected by this." The MLive.com report notes that Prop 3 holds majority support in surveys but has dipped in popularity since Roe's immediate fall, with support starting in the 60s and currently sitting in the 50s. The latest poll, conducted 2 weeks ago by SSRS for CNN, found 54% support and 45% oppose, with 1% undecided. The yes side just barely clears the 4.2-point margin of error, according to the report. California, Michigan, and Vermont all have abortion-related ballot initiatives on the ballot that would amend their state constitutions to decree a right to abortion.